Tremblay is one of four people running for two seats on Petersburg's Borough Assembly this fall. She's the daughter of former city councilor and KFSK board president Bill Tremblay. She's served on the borough's library advisory board since 2013. Tremblay wants to be on the assembly to be involved in the debate over how to deal with state spending cuts at the local level.
Like being a part of the more formal conversation about that, I think, is something that just kind of felt right this year, partly because I'm freaked out, but also hopeful at the same time. And I want that combination to be part of the conversation. And I feel like right now it's a lot of despair and frustration overall. And I don't think that a lot of productive conversation comes from that space. And I'd rather just be hopeful and figure out, again, how folks can come together and be creative and find solutions.
To that end, Tremblay isn't buying the current approach for state government of only spending cuts without solutions on raising more revenue.
You know, where a lot of this crisis is coming from a sense of false scarcity at the state level. And both our state representative and our senator are part of a group that are aware of that and are looking for productive solutions. And I'm really thankful to have both of them on our team, and being there to advocate at the community level that way, I think, is also important, because a lot of the narrative coming from Juneau is based along a false idea. We have everything we need, and we don't have to be, you know, putting the most vulnerable at risk that way.
Tremblay graduated from Petersburg High School in 2006. She received her undergraduate degree in political science from Washington State University and a master's degree in cultural studies from Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. She returned to Petersburg in 2013 and, besides serving on the library board, has also helped lead community discussions on issues like homelessness and addiction.
Yeah, I am a firm believer that when a small group of people join in conversation, really great things can happen. And so being, and you know, we're all here together, we're all concerned about the future of town in all these different ways, whether it's the role addiction can play and really upending a family and a community. I know it's such a big issue, and the way that's connected to housing stability. And I think, yeah, we're all being part of those conversations is really important to me, just as we figure out what our future is going to look like.
Tremblay also worked here as the manager of the market in Petersburg. Now she's a board member of that summertime public space for local vendors. She's also worked several jobs since returning to town. These days she works at the bookstore and does some work for the cruise ships during the summer. Tremblay wants to bring her perspective on the cruise industry to the assembly's discussion on that part of the local economy. She points out the diversity in the companies that call here in Petersburg.
Some engage more in community member and community groups. Some are here for longer. Some are here for shopping. Some, you know, and so, yeah, so I think being able to bring that nuance into the borough level discussion is super important. I'm also really interested in being kind of a retail voice too, someone who does work in the brick and mortar side of things and knows, you know, how hard people work for their money and how careful they are with spending it in town.
Tremblay says she'll be learning a lot about the position if she's elected, and she's reluctant to make any campaign promises yet, but she is interested in seeking ways for property owners to pursue tiny houses or other relatively affordable housing solutions. She's getting married this month, and she and her fiancé are fixing up their first home, and says she's learned a lot from that. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.